At the United Nations, Iran's president has come and gone, and there has been no movement on the fate of three jailed Americans. The Iranians have been holding out the possibility of a prisoner swap, but that offers little comfort to the wife of a jailed Iranian-American pastor. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has the story.
Nagmeh Abedini came to this year's United Nations General Assembly in hopes of reaching someone in the Iranian delegation to raise the case of her husband, Pastor Saeed Abedini. The Iranians ignored her, even though she says U.S. officials had indicated they'd hope for a better atmosphere following the nuclear deal with Iran.
Things are not as they had hoped, and things are not going very well with, you know, Saeed and the others. And I know my husband's been even put under more pressure. And again, last week he was tasered, he was abused, and he was interrogated intensely and told he would be given additional charges and years in prison.
He's been in jail for 3 years now. He gets visits from his parents in Iran, but hasn't seen his children since June of 2012.
We met with President Obama in January. He was in Boise, and my son asked him to help get his daddy home for his birthday, which was in March. And President Obama said, "I will try, Jacob. I will try very hard." And it was heartbreaking because on his birthday, he woke up expecting to see his dad released. He thought, you know, this is going to happen.
The outgoing U.S. negotiator with Iran, Wendy Sherman, says she raises this case whenever she can, also calling for the release of Washington Post journalist Jason Rezaian and former Marine Amir Hekmati, as well as information about a missing former FBI agent.
I really, really believe it is way past time for them to come home and for Iran to help us to find Robert Levinson and bring him home.
Iranian officials point out that the U.S. is holding some Iranians on sanctions violations, hinting of a possible swap. That doesn't give Nagmeh Abedini hope. She's frustrated by this.
Them suggesting a prisoner exchange for people who've broken laws versus my husband who hasn't, and also that they're not even promising that that would happen. I don't trust it until Saeed's on American soil.
And though she couldn't make her case to Iranian officials in person, she says at least they know she's here. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the United Nations.